It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. Newsman Steve Alexander comes along with a report after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. I am here because Max is in Springfield, Illinois, where last night he received an honorary Master Farmer Award from Prairie Farmer. Prairie Farmer has been printing agricultural news for 177 years, and over the past 50 or so, they've been honoring Master Farmers. Only 17 have been honored as honorary Master Farmers, the last one about 8 years ago. But congratulations to Master Max. One of the hottest of the hot-button issues right now is gun control, and Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner stomped on that button and vetoed a bill that would have required gun retailers to be licensed by the state of Illinois. Rauner called it an unnecessary, burdensome regulation that would have hurt small business owners. He also says it would have not made communities safer. Across the Midwest and the country today, school kids will be walking out of class for 17 minutes to protest gun violence, 17 minutes for the 17 people killed at a Florida high school last month. In Halstead, Minnesota, 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz had plans to be a YouTube star, and the stunt that he dreamt up that would propel him to stardom went like this. Ruiz held a thick, hardcover encyclopedia against his chest. As his video cameras rolled, his 19-year-old wife, Mona Lisa, standing barely a foot away, squeezed off a shot from a .50 caliber Desert Eagle pistol to see whether the bullet would go through the book. It did. He died. She is being sentenced today, probably to 180 days in jail, and a deal worked out to allow her to be away from the couple's two young children for the least amount of time. Also in Minnesota, the bombing last year of a Bloomington mosque has been solved, and the suspects are the same three men who police believe tried to bomb an abortion clinic in Champaign, Illinois. The three men arrested are ages 47, 29, and 22, and are from the small country town of Clarence, about 35 miles from Champaign, Urbana. In Chicago, it is thought to be easier to get elected as a judge if your last name is Irish. Perhaps that is what was going through a Cook County judicial candidate's mind when he changed his name from Philip Spiewak to Shannon O'Malley. The Illinois Civil Justice League called it a cynical attempt to game the electoral process and gave Shannon a not recommended rating. That's your Midwest Digest. For Master Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.